Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Typical airport, must be San Francisco. Delays and more delays. Lines grew longer, and tempers grew shorter. The man lost his cool. He pushed aside those ahead of him, charged the counter, and demanded service now. He wanted a seat on the next flight. The woman at the counter replied, "Sorry, but I must serve the people in their turn." The angry man banged his fist on the counter. "Have you any idea of who I am?" And the woman immediately picked up the microphone and announced, "There's a gentleman here who does not know who he is. If anyone can identify him, please come and claim him at the counter." Of course, the people in line burst into wild applause and laughter, much to the man's chagrin. Is that today's gospel lesson? Don't be a jerk. You know, society really teaches us otherwise, that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, the self-assured and the assertive get what they want, while the meek inherit the dirt. Why be humble? We don't define humility by words, but by our images of it. Images of the obsequious, the timid, the self-effacing, and the shy. Why be humble? Yet the word's root clears up so much. From the Latin humus, or earth, it means that we're grounded in reality, really grounded in the truth. We're honest with ourselves. That's where humility begins. It means not thinking more of yourself than the facts warrant, but it also means not thinking less either. Yeah, actually, most sin against humility by false humility that gives birth to a life of excuses. You know, "Oh, I can't do that, Father. I'm not worthy," kind of stuff. That kind of thinking demeans the Creator. God did not make junk. Humility demands an honest self-evaluation. You know, it's so easy to feel unworthy. Some beat themselves up with their sins, flagellate themselves with their guilt. People, Catholicism is not about guilt. It's about contrition. Facing the truth, admitting it, committing to growth, and moving on. Humility admits mistakes but embraces the good. And of course, that helps us with others too. Self-knowledge helps us to act simply and with confidence because we know who we really are. Now, this is no more than common sense. One should suspect that there is more to this reading than mismanners. We began the gospel of Jesus dining at the home of the leading Pharisee on the Sabbath. Sadly, and this always drives me crazy, six verses are missing. A whole story is missing. The man with dropsy. We don't hear that word. Kind of a heart circular condition that causes really ugly swelling of the limbs. And that made such people ritually unclean. They could not sit at table. It barred that man from eating at that table. And so Jesus asked the Pharisees the telling question. Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he had healed him, dismissed him. Their thundering silence before human suffering is the context of today's parable on humility. And the reason why Jesus at the end says, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and the there is more to this lesson than humility. Of course, the Pharisees' pride kept them from seeing. They saw themselves. They kept the law. Didn't they deserve to have one of the best places at table? But false humility can be just as bad. There is a German proverb, too much humility is pride. I can so focus on being humble that I leave little room even for what is good or for God or for others. The irony is that inflated pride and false humility are all about me. My focus is me. Christ-like humility is not about the self. It's not even about getting to heaven. It's not about becoming perfect. Humility focused not on the self, but on Christ, on God, on others. It's where you're going. Humility dethrones our self-centeredness in order to make room for others in our hearts. It allows us to be a gift to self. Christ was humble. His gaze was on the Father. His focus was on us. He still gives himself into your hands from this table. The Father was humble. He pulls back his divinity to make room for his creation and our humanity, all to fill us with his divinity. So what is your focus? Mom and Dad, guess what? The one thing wonderful about kids is they keep the focus on them, right? They will teach you humility as no one else can. The clue to the parable is the phrase banquet, wedding banquet. A wedding calls to mind the messianic banquet in the New Age. Our Pharisees expected to sit there, who kept the law, kept it well. Doesn't he deserve that special place? Well, no. There is no proportion between what we do and God's gifts. We can't make a claim to a seat of honor because there is nothing we can do to deserve the enormity of the gift that is God Himself. Can your goodness or your suffering make such a claim on God that He must adopt you as His son or daughter? That He must share His divinity with you? It's all gift. He would wed you, make you more one with himself than any husband or wife. Today's gospel is about imitating that God. The God who in Jesus made himself humble by becoming man and hanging on a cross. Why be humble? Because we make room for God to flood our lives. And it is in trying to imitate that God that Jesus' final words make sense. When you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. You make room for the suffering. Humility allows us to welcome those our society doesn't. Why be humble? Couples I know who truly love each other are humble before each other because their love focuses on the other. They make room for each other as they are. Pedro Ruppe, the former Jesuit Superior General, wrote, "Nothing is more practical than finding God, that is, falling in love in a quite absolute and final way. When you are in love with, what seizes your imagination will affect everything. It will decide what will get you up in the morning, out of bed, what you will do in the evening, how you will spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, and what breaks your heart and what amazes you with joy. Fall in love. Stay in love, and it will decide everything. On this day of baptism, what's happening? If you have eyes to see, these child are being adopted by God as son and daughter. God is flooding them with his life. Already he gives them a share in his divinity. Our task is to be that invitation to these children, to keep their focus on the love of that God and the love we can pour out to others. Be that humble person. It's not about thinking less about yourself. It's thinking more about others.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.